Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 2, Spring 2024. Article Number 5. Life Cycle Assessment and Life Cycle Cost of Tofu Production and Its Extended Recycling Scenario. Author, S. Hartini Affiliation, Lean and Sustainable Supply Chain Laboratory, Department of Industrial Engineering, Faculty of Engineering, Universitas Diponegoro, J.L. Professor Siddharto S.H., Tembelang, Semarang City, Central Java 50275, Indonesia. Author, A.N. Fatliana Affiliation, Department of Industrial Engineering, Garrett Institute of Technology, J.L. Mayor Siamsu, Jayaraga, Taronggong Kittle, Garrett, Jawa. Bharat, 44151, Indonesia. Author, N.U. Handayani Affiliation, Lean and Sustainable Supply Chain Laboratory, Department of Industrial Engineering, Faculty of Engineering, Universitas Diponegoro, J.L. Professor Siddharto S.H., Tembelang, Semarang City, Central Java 50275, Indonesia. Author, P.A. Wikiksono Affiliation, Lean and Sustainable Supply Chain Laboratory, Department of Industrial Engineering, Faculty of Engineering, Universitas Diponegoro, J.L. Professor Siddharto S.H., Tembelang, Semarang City, Central Java 50275, Indonesia. Author, B.S. Ramadan Affiliation, Environmental Sustainability Research Group, Department of Environmental Engineering, Faculty of Engineering, Universitas Diponegoro, J.L. Professor Siddharto S.H., Tembelang, Semarang City, Central Java 50275, Indonesia. Author, T. Matsumoto Affiliation, Graduate Programs in Environmental Systems, Graduate School of Environmental Engineering, the University of Kitakyushu, Hibikino, Wakamatsuku. Kitakyushu, Fukuoka, 8080135. Japan. Corresponding Author, S. Hartini. Abstract, Background and Objectives. The current literature on tofu production has predominantly focused on exploring the value-added potential of the waste generated during tofu production and conducting impact assessments related to this production. However, a noticeable gap remains in the research concerning the comprehensive examination of life cycle costs and eco-efficiency in tofu production and its associated waste. This study aims to assess the environmental and economic impacts of the implementation of recycling alternatives using a life cycle assessment and life cycle cost approach. The impact of waste recycling on the eco-efficiency of small and medium-sized enterprises in Sujumenik Village, Grobogan Regency, Indonesia is also examined. Methods. To achieve this goal, this study employed life cycle assessment and life cycle cost methodologies to evaluate eco-efficiency. Data were collected through interviews and direct observations. Cradle-to-grave and cradle-to-cradle approaches were compared. Environmental impact was assessed by determining the 12 impact categories. Environmental cost was determined using the EcoCost 2023 method, and environmental and economic impacts were examined with SEMA Pro software version 9.4. Findings: life cycle assessment analysis revealed eutrophication, carbon footprint, and freshwater ecotoxicity to be the categories with the most significant impact for each process. In particular, the eco-cost of the cradle-to-grave approach was US$7.03, and that of the cradle-to-cradle approach was US$7.90. Life cycle cost analysis yielded a net value of US$1.33 for the cradle-to-grave process and US$38.16 for the cradle-to-cradle process. According to the life cycle cost analysis, the recycling scheme increased the overall cost of production. Meanwhile, the eco-efficiency analysis demonstrated an increase in the eco-efficiency of tofu production and the recycling system. Waste recycling can increase the eco-efficiency index from 0.18 to 5. Conclusion: life cycle assessment identified eutrophication, carbon footprint, and ecotoxicity as the three major impact categories. Proper waste management in tofu production offers environmental benefits and significant profits, with the net value of the cradle-to-cradle process at US$38.99. The eco-efficiency values showed a substantial positive increase, and the waste processing scenarios were found to be sustainable and economically beneficial. These findings suggest new business opportunities through straightforward waste processing and affordable production costs. The scheme also reduces the environmental impact and increases the efficiency and profit of the overall tofu production system. Keywords: eco-efficiency, life cycle assessment, life cycle cost, small medium enterprises, tofu industry. You can read full article at gjesm.net.